Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Jim Harris, who's an ex-MD of Countrywide, big in the game at Purple Bricks, and now is the MD for Fire and Country Midlands, and also Newman's Property Services. So you're working under Sean Newman.
Yes.
Jim, in all your years of estate agents, you've seen good and bad ones. The question is, how can estate agents be more successful? And I'd be interested to know your definition of successful as well. Talk to me.
Brilliant stuff. Yes, so the definition of success is a very personal thing. When you work for yourself as an estate agent, you start to have to answer certain questions that you don't when you work in an employed environment. And the biggest question you have to ask yourself when you work for yourself is, why am I doing this? What is the purpose?
Well, surely that, whether you're working for yourself or working for someone else, it's the same, isn't it?
It is, but where working for yourself, it has to become a lot clearer. Because working for somebody else, the reason you have to get out of bed in the morning and go into the office and conduct valuations and chase sales is because you take a salary from that employer at the end of the month. When you're self-employed, that doesn't exist, so you have to find a why. The why around most people that starts with is they look at two things really, and this is for me a study of Simon Sinek, who I'm a passionate advocate of, is we always generally know the what to do. We know what good estate agency is. Although by definition, that gets clouded sometimes, and we think that good estate agency is just great communication or very friendliness or telling them that the price they want to achieve or, you know, and we lose sight. The what about estate agency is absolutely about what the customer wants from an estate agent. And for me, like I've said before, there's four or five principal things that a customer really wants. They want you to be an absolute expert. They want you to get into their living room. They want you to have empathy. They want you to understand their journey. They want you to understand that you're working for them. And that is one of the key things that I think makes successful estate agents, is where you truly wake up in the morning to take your expertise into a consumer's life that will change the life for the better. And it might sound a bit dramatic, estate agents changing people's lives, but let's be honest, you know, I've just moved home myself in the last 2 weeks, and it's stressful. The lack of communication, not knowing where we were. You know, we moved into a house, we drove up on the morning of moving our house, only at 11 o'clock for the estate agent to finally ring us to tell us that they thought they'd got the completion day wrong, and it was actually the next day, not today. You know, we've got a dog, we've got the vans full of stuff, and it's emotional. So I think, you know, to be successful for me, a estate agent has to understand the why. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why do you want to help people life? Why do you want to use all this value of understanding the market, understanding how people move, understanding the nuances of getting transactions through quickly, of understanding how good negotiations effect, how tying up sales is about an emotional connection, not a financial transaction. And when you start to understand that human beings sit behind all of what you do as an estate agent, if you have a real passion that actually using your talents, using your experience, your networks can really change people's lives, that's when all of a sudden you become more successful. There's no doubt about it at all. There's two things that, you know, affect, and, you know, the levels of oxytocin in your brain, no doubt at all, are generated by the act of giving, of caring, of friendship. And, you know, where you employ those and find that giving that to clients with your expertise, you'll find yourself being fulfilled. And that's the next thing I would say about being an estate agent, is when you find the fulfillment from your purpose, why you're doing it, you'll be happy and you'll be a lot happier. Your levels of customer service will go up. Your referrals and recommendations will go up because people want to talk about the experience they had with you.
Isn't it interesting though that there's a vast chunk of the estate agency profession who like to talk about themselves or what they have done and what they have sold and publish the right move graphs and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a selfish thing?
I think it's an educated thing that people have been told historically that how you be successful in a state agency is market share.
Or telling people about your success.
Yeah.
Isn't that bragging though?
I think it's it depends how it's come across, Chris. So for me, I think it's important to build any relationship with any client that they understand what you bring to the table. And inherently in that, you have to tell them about the successes you had, the property you've sold at the most price, the quickest sale, the customers who were distressed the most that you helped. So if you have a genuine purpose of why you're telling them, it doesn't come across as bragging.
I'm talking more about social media, you know. I'm pretty famous for my, you know, I just wish when someone posted a right move graph, I had the balls to say, does anyone give a flying F about this?
Yeah, I don't think they do they?
Well, the only people that comment it are your...
Other estate agents, I know. Yeah, so I think it's just ingrained.
So you're saying that basically for an estate agent to be successful, we have to define what success is. And if you don't mind me saying, it sounds like happiness.
You have to define your own success and where your own happy place is. And I know that might come across and sound woolly and fluffy, but it's true. You know, it was, I think Richard Branson commented that if you find a job you love, you never have to work another day in your life. And I've most probably misquoted Richard Branson on that, but the statement says the same.
So is success not the most number of branches, biggest market share and the biggest paycheck then?
No. No, that institutionalised conditioning for me is what one of the things that is holding our industry back, undoubtedly, because it's an introverted view of a state agency that means estate agents compete with estate agents. Simon Sinek also talks about the finite and the infinite game. Introspective estate agency, introspective vision about self-bragging and self-promotion is a finite game. There's a beginning and end. There's a winner and a loser. Because one day you'll have best market share, the next day somebody else will. Giving customers great service and helping people to change their environments for the better, for their children's education or their family, that's a finite game. That never ends. There's no winner or loser in that environment. And those are the mindsets, I think, that for me have got to change in the industry.
I'd certainly recommend anyone that they check. Has he done the... It is called the Infinite
Game.
It's
the Infinite Game, yeah.
Check it out. It's certainly a game I'm playing. And and the problem with it doesn't create instant results.
No. It's the ability to do things, and that's why, you know, I admire what you do. It's without agenda. And somebody always said to me, if you ever wanted to take advice from somebody or change the way you think or challenge yourself, always seek out somebody that has no agenda or anything to gain from giving you the advice. And, you know, I would recommend anybody, estate agency who wants to be successful, to reach out to somebody who has no agenda either way other than to help them fulfil their happiness.
I mean, some people say to me, why do you do all that? Well, I say, I don't want your money. I just want your admiration.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, referrals, recommendation, admiration, you know, call it what you like.
I'm as happy as a pig in shit.
Yeah.
I don't want your money.
No.
You know, but if you go out there, the brain rewards you. And it's so true. And I just hope more estate agents would think that way.
Yeah. So for me, success is about finding your why, finding your level of fulfillment and understanding the things you're great at and applying them to clients that you can procure or that you have recommended or referred to you, and actually enjoy what you do. Enjoy seeing them move house. Enjoy watching their children go into new education in a better environment. And that fulfillment will make you successful, because that is oxytocin. And that's what you'll get you out of bed in the morning on a cold December, not thinking to yourself, the market's dead, nobody moves in December. Another myth that I don't buy into. There's always people that need to move, always people that want their advice. And it's that will get you out of bed in the morning to procure your next client.
Thank you for your time today, Jim.
You're welcome.